Okay, so get this. We're diving deep today into some seriously cool AI stuff. xAI's Grok.
Rock.
You've probably heard about it, but this is not just another AI chatbot.
Yeah.
It's free for everyone now, and it's causing a stir with way fewer content restrictions than what we've seen before.
Yeah, it's pretty wild what they're doing. It seems like instead of just like focusing on safety first, they really prioritize pushing the limits of what AI can actually create and talk about.
It's almost like they said, like, let's just unleash the potential of how AI interacts and see what
Yeah,
happens.
then see where it goes.
And what happens is some pretty crazy stuff.
Pretty land.
Like, you can create images of almost anything you can think of.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Public figures, copyrighted characters,
Anything.
you name it.
It's really fascinating to think about what this means for creative industries.
I know.
Like, if anyone can just generate an image of Mickey Mouse
For
or Harry Potter,
Or like,
it really changes how we think about copyright
I
and
know.
intellectual property.
I was looking at their website, and so some of the examples that they have up are amazing.
Another really impressive.
Like, imagine a picture of Einstein
Yeah.
hanging out in like a Starbucks working on his laptop.
I love that.
Or Elon Musk riding the unicorn through Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Grok can make these images happen, and
Yeah.
with really impressive detail,
Really
too.
quickly, too. It's really challenging our traditional ideas of fair use and pushing us to rethink how we think about creative ownership in a world where AI can just generate almost any image you can imagine.
And it's not just about creating funny pictures or cool pictures.
Right.
Grok can also tackle controversial
It's
topics,
true.
and it isn't afraid to.
Yeah, they're not shying away from anything.
From debating like different political viewpoints to exploring some really sensitive social issues.
Yeah.
It seems like there are very few limits
Very few limits on what you can discuss.
on what you can discuss, yeah.
This is where it gets really interesting. Because on the one hand, this uncensored approach could lead to more informed public discussion. Like people could actually engage with viewpoints that are different than theirs and break out of those filter bubbles that we're all kind of stuck in.
That we're all stuck in online.
Yeah, nine. Yeah.
Online.
Yeah.
So it's almost like instead of just seeing the same opinions
Yes.
echoed back to you all the time,
Exactly.
Grok could help you see the other side of an argument.
The other side in a more neutral way.
In a more objective and informative way.
Yeah.
But of course, there's another side to this coin.
Of course.
We have to think about the potential for misuse,
Oh, yeah.
the spread of misinformation,
Right.
people intentionally creating harmful content,
Right.
or even just amplifying the biases that already exist.
That's a really good point. That's like giving everyone a megaphone and a platform to say whatever they want, regardless of whether it's true or not. That could have some serious negative consequences. It really underscores the need for us to be aware of what could happen with such powerful technology.
So we've got this AI
You
that can create super realistic images, isn't afraid of controversial topics, and has seemingly limitless creative potential.
Limitless.
What else can it do?
Well, it has this one feature that I think is particularly interesting. It can actually analyze real-time data from X,
From X.
which is what they're calling Twitter these days. Can you imagine what you could do with that?
Wait, hold on. You mean like I could see what people are saying about a specific
Now.
topic right
Yeah,
now?
right now.
Like during a breaking news event or a big sports game?
Exactly. You could track how public sentiment is changing on a certain issue or instantly see what's trending.
That's amazing.
Worldwide.
It's like having a window into the collective consciousness of the
I
platform.
know, it's pretty incredible.
That's mind-blowing. I
Yeah.
can see how that would be so useful for journalists, researchers, marketers.
Absolutely.
Anyone who needs to understand
Yeah.
what people are talking about and how they feel about it, it's like having a live,
Yes.
constantly
Running
updating
live.
poll of public opinion.
Yeah, and the applications for staying up to date on current events are pretty obvious. But I think there's also huge potential for this type of analysis in things
Like what?
like market research, political campaigns, even understanding social movements as they develop. We've never had this kind of real-time data on this scale before.
But wouldn't this also make it easier for echo chambers
Potentially.
and the spread of false information?
It's definitely something we need to be aware of.
if you're only seeing information that confirms what you already believe,
right,
wouldn't that make it harder to be objective?
It could.
Or even recognize when something is actually misinformation.
It's a really important point.
Yeah.
And one of the potential downsides we need to consider, while this real-time analysis can be powerful,
right,
it also makes it easier to spread false information.
Right.
Especially if people aren't taking the time to actually verify what they're reading.
So it's like this double-edged sword. You've got this amazing tool for understanding what people are thinking,
yeah,
talking about.
Uh-huh.
But it also requires us to be even more careful.
More discerning.
About what we believe and what we share.
Absolutely.
I'm already starting to see how much potential Grok has.
Me too.
And to be honest, I'm a little intimidated by it.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
I think to really get a handle on what it can do, we should look at some specific examples.
Yeah, let's see it in action.
Okay, so first up, let's say you wanted to see an image of Iron Man teaching a physics class to a bunch of kids.
Okay.
You can make that happen with Grok.
I love it.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a great example of how Grok can blend pop culture with education.
Right.
Makes you wonder what other creative combinations people are going to come up with.
Okay, next, let's say you're trying to get a sense of how people feel about the new immigration policy that was just announced.
Okay.
You could literally ask Grok,
uh-huh,
what are the current sentiments on X about this new policy?
Yeah.
And it would analyze all the relevant tweets.
That's amazing.
And give you a sense of what people are saying.
That's a perfect example of how Grok can be used to understand public discourse.
Yeah.
On these potentially controversial topics.
Right.
It gives you a much more nuanced view than you would get from just reading a handful of articles,
right,
or opinions.
Okay, last one. And this is a little bit out there.
Okay.
Let's say you're interested in all the different theories about those recent UFO sightings.
Okay.
You could ask Grok, what are the dominant narratives on X about these UFO sightings?
Wow.
And it would show you a mix of everything.
Everything.
From scientific explanations to some pretty wild conspiracy theories.
It doesn't shy away from anything.
It doesn't shy away from anything.
It's just kind of amazing.
So we've seen how Grok can be used to create images, explore different opinions, and analyze real-time conversations on X.
We have.
I think it's safe to say that this is a pretty major leap forward in how we interact with AI.
It really is.
But it seems like there are some serious ethical questions and challenges that we can't ignore.
You're absolutely right.
What do you think?
Grok is an incredibly powerful tool, and like any powerful tool,
right,
there are potential downsides that we need to be aware of.
Yeah.
We'll definitely need to talk more about those,
yeah,
in our next segment.
That's a great place to wrap up part one of our deep dive into Grok.
I agree.
We've covered a lot of ground already.
A lot.
But there's so much more to explore.
So much more.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with part two of our deep dive into the wild world of Grok.
Can't wait.
And in the meantime, you can find out more about Grok and even try it out yourself by visiting grok.x.ai. See you soon.
See you. Welcome back to our deep dive on Grok.
So last time we kind of just scratched the surface of Grok's abilities.
We did, yeah.
You know, like generating images and going deep on those controversial topics.
Right.
And even analyzing tweets in real time.
It can do it all.
But now I really want to see how people are using Grok,
yeah,
out in the real world.
Yeah, that's where it gets really exciting.
Yeah, what kind of real world Grok action are we talking about?
Well, for starters, the art scene is buzzing.
Okay.
Artists are using Grok to generate these really unique and complex images.
Oh, wow.
We're talking everything from like reimagining classic works of literature.
Okay.
To blending different artistic styles in ways that would have been impossible before.
So it's not just like Grok creating art on its own.
No, no.
Right? It's more like a tool.
It's a tool.
That artists are using to push their own creative boundaries.
Exactly. It's almost like
a digital muse.
Like a digital muse.
Yeah.
It's helping artists to bring their visions to life in ways that they couldn't have done before.
That's awesome.
And what's really cool is that it makes creating art more accessible to everyone. You don't need years of training or expensive software,
right,
to create something really incredible.
It totally democratizes the creative process.
It does.
And speaking of accessibility, let's talk about education.
Okay.
I was reading about how some teachers are actually using Grok in their classrooms.
I've heard about that too.
To help students learn complex topics in new and engaging ways.
Yeah, it's pretty revolutionary when you think about it.
Yeah.
Imagine a student who's struggling to understand quantum physics.
Okay.
Instead of just reading those really dense textbooks.
Right.
they could ask Grok to summarize the key concepts, explain it in simpler terms, or even generate diagrams and visuals to help them grasp the ideas.
So instead of feeling lost and overwhelmed,
right,
they could actually feel empowered to learn.
Exactly. And it's not just about making learning easier. It's also about helping students develop those critical thinking skills.
Okay.
You know, Grok can present different perspectives on a topic. So it allows students to explore like the nuances of an issue and form their own conclusions.
So Grok is shaking things up in the art world, revolutionizing education.
It is.
But what about something like journalism?
Journalism.
How would journalists use Grok?
Well, think about it. Journalists are always under pressure to be accurate and timely.
Right.
And provide like unique insights.
Right.
Grok can help with all of that.
Yeah.
They can use it to analyze data, identify trends, and even generate story ideas.
Really?
By seeing what people are talking about on X.
It's like having a super-powered research assistant.
It is.
That can go through all this data.
Tons of data.
And just pull out the good stuff.
Exactly, in seconds.
Yeah, no more spending hours just scrolling through social media trying to find the relevant stuff.
Right. It changes how journalists cover breaking news.
Wow.
They can get real-time insights into how people are reacting to events as they unfold.
That's awesome.
And provide context and analysis that you wouldn't get from traditional news sources.
Right. I bet marketers are loving this too.
Oh, absolutely.
Just think about how valuable it would be to have that real-time data on consumer sentiment, buying trends.
It's a gold mine for market research.
It is.
Imagine a company launching a new product.
Okay.
And instantly being able to see how the public reacts.
And then they could change things if they need to.
They could see what's working, what's not.
Yeah.
And adjust their strategy on the fly.
It's like having a crystal ball.
It's like a crystal ball.
That shows you exactly what consumers want.
Yeah.
No more relying on those expensive focus groups.
Tempting consuming.
And those really long surveys.
It's not quite a crystal ball.
Right.
But it's a powerful tool.
It is.
For understanding consumer behavior and staying ahead of the curve.
And it's not just for big companies.
No.
Right. Small businesses can use Grok, too.
Absolutely.
To see, like, what people are saying about their competitors.
Yeah. Or identify emerging trends.
Okay. So we've talked about art, education, journalism, now marketing.
A lot.
Is there anything Grok can't do?
Well, it's still early days.
Right.
But it seems like the applications are almost limitless.
Yeah.
But I think there's one area where Grok has the potential to make a really profound impact.
Okay, what's that?
And that's in fostering empathy and understanding.
Wait, really?
Yeah, think about all the division and polarization we see in the world today. People often feel like they're stuck in those echo chambers.
They do.
Only exposed to viewpoints that agree with their own.
Totally.
Grok can challenge that.
Okay.
By presenting different perspectives, even on those controversial topics, in a neutral and informative way.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
So instead of just dismissing someone who has a different opinion, you could actually use Grok to try to understand why they believe that.
And understand their perspective.
Yeah. What experiences led them to that conclusion?
Yeah.
That could be really powerful.
Imagine being able to step into someone else's shoes.
Yeah.
And see the world from their point of view, even if you don't agree with them.
Yeah.
It could be transformative.
That's a really beautiful thought.
Yeah.
But let's be realistic. As amazing as all this sounds,
yeah,
there have to be some downsides.
Of course.
Right? Like, we've talked about the spread of misinformation, the potential for misuse. Are there any other concerns?
There are.
That we should be aware of?
We need to be having open and honest conversations about those as well.
Okay. So let's shift gears.
Okay.
And talk about some of the potential downsides and challenges.
Let's do.
Because as much as I love this idea of an AI that can help us create and learn and understand each other better, I think it's really important to acknowledge that there's another side.
There is another side to the coin.
Right. Not everyone's going to use Grok for good.
Unfortunately, no.
And even with the best intentions,
yeah,
there could be some unintended consequences.
Absolutely. We need to approach this technology with a balanced perspective.
Yeah.
Recognizing both its potential and the risks.
So what are some of the concerns that people have raised about Grok?
Well, one of the big ones is the potential for Grok to be used for malicious purposes.
Like what?
Think about someone intentionally creating harmful or misleading content.
Okay.
Like deep fakes that are so good you can't even tell they're fake.
Wow.
Or generating propaganda that's designed to manipulate people.
That's scary.
Yeah. And it's not just about intentional misuse either.
Right.
There's also the possibility of unintended consequences.
What
happens if Grok starts generating content that's biased or discriminatory?
Right.
Even if the programmer didn't intend for that to happen.
Yeah.
Or what if people become so reliant on AI for information that they lose their critical thinking skills?
It's almost like we're on the verge of this whole new era.
We are.
And we're still trying to figure out the rules of the game.
We're writing the rule book as we go.
Yeah.
It's like we've opened Pandora's box of AI possibilities.
Yeah.
And now we have to grapple with what we've unleashed.
Okay, so we've talked about all these downsides.
Yeah.
And the possible misuse and the unintended consequences.
Uh-huh.
It all sounds pretty daunting.
It is a lot to consider.
Is there anything we can actually do?
There is.
To mitigate these risks?
Well, for starters, we need to keep having these conversations.
Yeah.
The more we talk about the risks and challenges,
right,
the better equipped we'll be to address them.
Ignoring it won't make it go away.
Exactly. So we need to develop clear ethical guidelines for AI.
Yeah, okay.
For its development and use.
Right.
It's like creating a set of rules,
yeah,
to ensure that this technology is used responsibly.
But who creates those guidelines?
It's a good question.
And how do we actually make sure people follow them?
It's complex. There's no easy answer.
Yeah.
It's going to require collaboration.
Okay.
Between developers, policymakers, educators, and the public.
So collaboration is key.
Collaboration is key.
But what can our listeners do,
yeah,
to be more responsible users of AI?
It comes down to being informed and being critical.
Okay.
We need to be aware of the potential for bias, misinformation, and manipulation.
So don't just blindly trust everything you see and hear.
Exactly. Even if it's generated by AI.
Right.
Verify your sources. Consider different perspectives.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, just because something looks real or is trending on X doesn't mean it's true.
Right. I think that's a good place to stop for now.
I agree.
We've covered a lot of ground in part two of our deep dive into Grok.
We have.
We've seen the incredible ways people are using it.
Amazing.
Explored its potential impact.
On different industries.
And acknowledged the risks.
Yeah, it's been a great discussion.
But I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
We've only just begun.
There's so much more to talk about, like, where do we go from here?
Right.
How do we make sure that AI like Grok is used ethically?
Big questions.
And what does the future hold for this technology? Stay tuned for part three of our deep dive into Grok, where we'll delve into the ethical considerations, societal implications, and what the future might hold for this uncensored AI.
All right, we're back for the final part of our deep dive into Grok, and it's been a wild ride.
It has.
Exploring this AI that's really pushing the boundaries.
Absolutely.
And sparking some serious debate.
Yeah, we've seen how people are using it to create, learn, analyze information,
mm-hmm,
in ways we never thought possible.
Yeah, it really feels like Grok represents a turning point in how we interact with AI.
A major turning point.
But like we've been talking about with any powerful technology, there are some serious ethical and societal implications.
That's fair.
That we really need to unpack.
We do.
And that's what we're here to do.
Let's get into it.
We've kind of danced around some of these ethical concerns in the previous part.
Yeah, we've touched on them.
But now it's time to tackle them head on.
Let's do it.
We're talking about AI that can create content that's indistinguishable from human-made content.
Right.
Engage in complex discussions.
Yeah, and even shape public opinion.
It's a lot of power.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff. It really makes you question everything you see and hear online.
It's right.
Like if anyone can use Grok to create hyper-realistic fake news,
right,
or manipulate people with targeted propaganda, how can we trust anything anymore?
It's a valid concern.
That's my biggest fear. It feels like we're already struggling with truth and fiction online.
I know.
And Grok could make that problem even worse.
It's not just about intentional misuse either.
Right.
Like, even if Grok is being used with good intentions, there's always a risk.
Yeah, of unintended consequences.
Yeah, what if it starts generating content?
Right.
That's biased or discriminatory.
Right.
Even if the programmers didn't mean for that to happen.
That's a really good point. I hadn't even thought about that.
It's definitely a possibility.
So it's not just about, like, making sure that bad people don't use Grok for bad things, but
yeah,
also about making sure that the technology itself,
the AI itself,
is developed and used responsibly.
That's the key.
Okay, so let's say we've got all the best minds working together,
okay,
to come up with ethical guidelines,
mm-hmm,
for Grok and other AI, like,
right,
how do we actually enforce them?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, like there's no AI police force.
Not yet.
Out there monitoring everything.
Right. It's a challenge.
That's the tricky part.
Yeah, there's no easy answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think transparency and accountability are key.
Okay.
Developers need to be open about how their AI actually works.
Right.
And the steps they're taking to mitigate risks.
Okay.
Users need to be aware of the potential for bias manipulation.
Right.
And platforms need to have ways of finding and dealing with harmful content.
But it still feels like a game of cat and mouse.
It does.
Right. As soon as you put up some safeguards, someone's going to try to figure out how to get around them.
That's the reality we're facing.
So it's a constant battle.
It's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
And there will always be challenges.
Right.
But we can't let that stop us. We need to be proactive, adaptable, constantly learning.
So in addition to all of those bigger picture things,
yeah.
What can we do, like, on an individual level?
Yeah, what can we do?
To be more responsible AI users.
I think it comes down to critical thinking.
Okay.
We have to be skeptical about everything we see online.
Right.
Whether it's created by a human or an AI.
Don't just blindly trust everything you read.
Exactly.
Even if it's from an AI.
Verify your sources.
Mm-hmm.
Consider different perspectives. Be aware of your own biases.
Like, we're entering a new era of information literacy
where
we need a whole new skill set.
Absolutely.
To navigate the digital world safely.
To navigate this new world.
And it's not just about protecting ourselves.
Right.
Right? It's also about using these tools in a way that benefits everyone.
Exactly.
And how do we do that? How do we make sure that AI is being used for good?
I think it starts with understanding that AI is a tool.
Okay.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
Right.
It's up to us to decide how we want to use it.
Yeah.
It's a powerful thought.
It is.
So instead of being afraid of AI or trying to control it, we need to take responsibility for shaping how it's developed and used.
We need to be active participants.
We need to be having these conversations,
really,
demanding transparency from developers and educating ourselves and each other.
Educating each other, yeah.
About the benefits and the risks.
Exactly.
And it's a huge responsibility.
It is.
But it's also a really exciting opportunity.
It is.
We're at the forefront of something that could completely change the world.
We really are at a pivotal moment.
And the choices we make now will determine what that future looks like.
That's the truth.
So let's make it a future where AI helps us.
Yes.
Empowers us, connects us.
I love that.
And helps us create a more just and equitable world.
Beautifully said. That brings us to the end of our deep dive into Grok.
It does.
It's been an incredible journey.
I feel like I've learned so much.
I have too.
About AI ethics, the future of information.
The future is here.
And this conversation about AI is far from over.
No, it's just beginning.
But hopefully this deep dive has given you some things to think about.
Some food for thought.
Some tools and knowledge.
Yeah, to engage in the conversation.
So that's a wrap on this episode of The Deep Dive.
It is.
We hope you enjoyed this exploration of Grok.
We'll see you next time.
Until next time. Stay curious, stay informed, and keep those brains buzzing.